Welcome to Bible Talk, the program that gives Bible answers to Bible questions. This program is brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. Your speaker is Lynn Huggins, preacher with the St. James Church of Christ.
The hope of the Christian is eternal life with our Lord in heaven. Titus 1 and verse 2 says, "In the hope of eternal life, which God who cannot lie promised before time began." Since God promised and He cannot lie, we can be assured of that for which we hope. And this hope is laid up for us in heaven, Paul says in Colossians 1 and verse 5. 1 Peter 1 verse 4 says that the Christian's inheritance is reserved in heaven for them. The Christian will enjoy eternal life in heaven. But if we ever get to heaven, it will be because we understand that this world is not our home. Christians must understand that they are just sojourners and pilgrims here on this earth, and that their true home is in heaven. This morning, I want to emphasize the fact that this world is not our home. And since this world is not our home, we need to set our priorities on heavenly things. Well, first of all, look with me in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 11. Peter says, "Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul." Now notice, Christians are here called sojourners and pilgrims. But what does this mean? Well, Thayer says in his Greek-English lexicon concerning the word sojourner, "a stranger, foreigner, one who lives in a place without the right of citizenship." And concerning the word pilgrim, Thayer says, "one who comes from a foreign country into a city or land to reside there by the side of the natives, hence stranger, sojourning in a strange place, a foreigner." End of quote. Back in 1998, my wife and I went to Russia for the adoption of our fourth child. While in Russia, we were sojourners and pilgrims. You see, our citizenship was somewhere else. We were foreigners in a strange land, and we felt it. We didn't know the language. The customs were different than that of our native country, the United States. But even though I enjoyed being in Russia for a time, my heart was in the United States of America. We were glad to be able to come back home. Well, for the Christian, heaven is his native country. And here on this earth, he is a stranger, sojourning in a strange place. You see, this is how the Bible describes Christians in this world. We are pilgrims, sojourners. And so we as Christians are sojourners in this world in that we live here, we build our houses here, we marry here, we have children here and do many other things here, but we do not belong here. You see, this world is not our home. The patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, understood this. They understood that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Listen as I read from Hebrews chapter 11, verses 13 through 16. "These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them." Now, God had promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob the land of Canaan. Abraham had come to this land from Mesopotamia, and God promised to give it to him. Now, they were confident that God would give this land for a possession to their posterity. But as for themselves, they had no expectation of owning that land. They were just sojourners in that land. But it was not just in that sense that they viewed themselves as sojourners and pilgrims. They viewed themselves as sojourners and pilgrims on the earth. They understood that the earth was not their home, but that their homeland was a heavenly country. That was the home they desired. If they had sought a country in that part of the world or regarded their native land in Mesopotamia as their true country, they would have had opportunity to return there, the Hebrew writer says. But they did not consider Canaan as their country, nor did they return to Mesopotamia. Rather, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly country, the Hebrew writer says. Hebrews 11 verse 10 says concerning Abraham, "For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God." And this is true of people today who have the faith of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They will also confess that they are just strangers and pilgrims on the earth. This world is not their home. Their homeland is a heavenly country, the country to which they desire to go. Are you ready to be a pilgrim? You know, the fact is, this world is not the permanent home of any of us, Christian or non-Christian. We're all just passing through this world. We can build our castles, gather our possessions, but we cannot keep them. We cannot stay here. Paul says in 1 Timothy 6 and verse 7, "For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out." We have no option. We will leave this world, and we will leave all our earthly possessions behind. Now, the option that we do have is, what will be our relationship to this world? You see, for the Christian chooses to not make this world his home, but to make heaven his home. He knows that heaven is where his citizenship is. Paul said, "For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself." Philippians chapter 3, 20 through 21. "Ever since I became a child of God, my nativity has changed. You see, I was born in the state of Georgia and was raised in Alabama and Mississippi, but that is not my nativity ever since my new birth. Having been born again, my citizenship, you see, is in heaven. That is where my inheritance is." Peter says in 1 Peter 1, verses 3 and 4, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you." You see, my inheritance as a child of God is not some plot of land here on this earth with its possessions, nor is it some sum of money. All of this will someday decay and pass away. Rather, my inheritance is an inheritance that is incorruptible, undefiled, and does not fade away. It is an inheritance reserved in heaven for me. You know, the one who becomes a Christian chooses a new citizenship and a new inheritance. And also, since heaven is the Christian's home, he is one who chooses to lay up for himself treasures in heaven rather than on this earth. Jesus said in Matthew 6, verses 19 through 21, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Our earthly possessions will decay and pass away, but the heavenly treasures that we lay up will always be there for us. Well, how do we lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven? Well, we lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven by serving the Lord in our lives, by making our priority the doing of His will. As we give of our time and our abilities, our money and possessions in promoting the cause of our Lord, we are laying up for ourselves treasures in heaven. And Jesus said, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Since our treasures are in heaven, our hearts are there, and there is where we want to go. That's what it means to be a pilgrim and a sojourner here on the earth. Now, it hasn't always been this way. Before we became Christians, we fit into this world. We used to be a part of it. We were comfortable here. We held its values. We looked at life just as people of this world do. We were at home here, and here is where we wanted to stay. But when we became Christians, we made an about-face of our lives. We are now going 180 degrees from the direction we once took. We hold different values. We have different aspirations. This world is not our home. Our inheritance is reserved for us in heaven. Well, we may live here upon this earth, but our heart is with our Lord in heaven. Now, as a result of this drastic change that we have made, the world is going to think that we're strange. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, Peter says, "For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lewdness, lust, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. In regard to these, they think it strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation, speaking evil of you." You know, our friends may think that we're strange, but we shouldn't let them deter us from our goal to please our Lord and to go to heaven. You see, we know who we are. We are the children of God, citizens of the heavenly kingdom. Our Lord says in Romans 12 and verse 2, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." We're not to be like the world. We are different. But let me mention, we are different not in some eccentric way. I mean, we're not different because we decided one day that we didn't like being just like everybody else, and so we worked out a formula whereby we would be distinct. Rather, our being different is directly due to the fact that our relationship to God has changed, and therefore the kind of people we are has changed. We are now children of God and must be holy as our Father is holy. We are citizens of a heavenly kingdom of which Jesus is Lord and King, and so we must conform our lives to His Lordship. This is the reason we are different than the world around us. You know, sometimes parents in the church bemoan the fact that their children are set apart in the school system, in the social circles. They bewail the fact that their children are not accepted because they do not participate in some of the activities in which others participate. Well, let me emphasize that we need to rejoice in this fact. Do we want our children to share in the values of this unholy society? Do we want to share in the destiny of those who mind earthly things and have little regard for God and His kingdom? Paul said in Colossians 3, verses 1 through 4, "If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth, for you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory." Do not let the world bring you back into its clutches. Remember, we are sojourners and pilgrims in this world. This world is not our home. Well, our time is gone for today, and we thank you for listening. But before we close, I want to announce a special series of meetings that will be conducted by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. Mark on your calendar May the 5th through the 10th. We have invited David Tomley from Spring Hill, Tennessee, to present lessons dealing with the question, "Does truth exist?" We're now living in a time in which truth is no longer held in high esteem by many. Many people question whether we can know what is truth. Well, Mr. Tomley will address these important issues in this series of meetings. Now, that's May the 5th through the 10th. We will meet Sunday morning at 9:30 and 10:15 and Sunday evening at 5 o'clock. And then Monday through Friday of that week, we will meet at 7 o'clock each evening. Come and be with us. Our building is located at 685 Sydney Street in St. James.
You have been listening to Bible Talk, brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. You're invited to the services of the St. James Church of Christ, Sunday morning at 9:30 for Bible classes and 10:15 for worship, Sunday evening at 5 for worship, Wednesday night Bible classes at 7, The church building is located at 685 Sydney Street in St. James, where Sydney Street and Highway B intersect. Thank you for listening, and join us again next week at the same time for Bible Talk.